G'day and welcome to another episode of the Baling, Scaling and Barbecue. This is the YouTube channel, but also I'm doing a podcast at the same time. So yeah, we're going to try something a bit different. And the first thing I'm going to start off with is going to be a little bit of a series. I'm going to talk about ethics of hunting, dog training, little bits and pieces about meat. So it's all going to go together in the podcast, and also I'm going to make a series for YouTube. So first things first, this is the episode of do's and don'ts of hunting dogs. Now, over the years, I've done a couple of episodes on a couple of little bits and pieces of videos with dogs. And a lot of people always ask me, how'd you learn that? How'd you get involved? So on. To me, it's just experience. My father's had dogs my whole life. So these are the things. I'm no dog trainer, but these things I've picked up over the years. And I have had dogs, and I got rid of dogs, and I've gone back to dogs, and I've just got rid of a couple, and I got back into a couple more. So recently got some pups. I'm very excited to train it. But this leads me into number one, the do's and don'ts of hunting. I'm going to do three do's and three don'ts. And the first one is, are you set up to have those dogs? Now, that's a very important number one. Now, I just told you that I've had dogs over time and I haven't had dogs. Those times that I haven't had dogs is mainly because I wasn't set up. Having that set up is very important. And I'm talking about pens, room, and time. Do you have the time? That is a big question you need to ask yourself. If you don't have time for dogs, don't get them, okay? My day today was I was at work, and I'm privileged enough to be able to take my dogs to work. So I took my dogs to work and we mucked around today for a little bit. So I'm spending quality time with them. Even if it's only 10 to 20 minutes a day, I'm spending some time with them and they're with me. That's pretty important. So do's and don'ts, and that is number one for me, is have you got the setup? And I'm talking pens, the yard. If you live in a flat, you shouldn't have a dog. I think it's just cruel if you're in a flat and you've got a dog, unless it's a little bloody chihuahua thing. You know, it's just not for a hunting dog. It's just not doable in my eyes, unless you have the time during the day to take them out. And most people are the 9-to-5s and they just can't commit to a dog. All right, so that's number one, is having the space and the commitment. Number two for hunting dogs is protection, okay? Now, I'm not just talking about neck collars and tracking collars and all that. It's having the money and the knowledge of what to do. So worming, okay? So obviously if you're a hunter, you do need neck collars, or you do need tracking collars, or you need some sort of protection for those dogs. That is essential and is very, very important, okay? So they're a given. If you're going out and you haven't got a collar for them, you know, you should have a good hard look at yourself, okay? So I'm talking, when I'm saying protection, it is also having the right shots. Worming, parvo is a huge killer. About 5 to 10 years ago, I remember when I was in the southeast, I was living out west at the time, about 3 hours from Brisbane, there was a huge thing of parvo. It went around killing dogs everywhere. Now, a lot of people, when you go to the vet, you get your normal parvo shot. There are many strains of parvo, so make sure that you are willing to, you know, talk to the guys who are given the shots, which are most likely the vet, and make sure that, you know, you get your little updates on what happened with parvo. Because I remember a mate, he got all his dogs shot with needled with parvo. Anyway, a couple of them died because it was a different strain. So make sure that you try and cover your ass in everything when that comes to getting your dog. So when I'm talking heartworm, hookworm, all those kind of worms, and also your parvo shots and so forth. You know, just remember, guys, I'm no vet. I'm not even a dog trainer. So just, it's very important. I say this from experience, is you put the time and the effort, do it first time, do it properly, you won't have an issue. And that goes with number three. Now, number three is very important to me, because, for example, today I went to the dog park and this guy brought a dog in, and straight away I wanted to fight. And he just said to me, "Oh, sorry, it's not trained." And I asked how old, and he said, "It's two." Now, if you've got a dog that's 2 year old and it's trying to fight everything, and you know, why are you taking it to a dog park? Why are you doing that? Have a think about what you're doing. Have a think about why is your dog. That guy probably didn't have the first number one on the thing, which was his setup. He hasn't got the time for him. He hasn't got the energy for the dog. Why get the dog in the first place? You know, so number three is education. Okay, education and making you start off the right way. And that goes into stock proofing, everything. Okay, if you have a hunting dog, you need to put the work in from day dot. And that's why I say 10 to 15 minutes a day. A big one a lot of people talk to me about is, and my friend who was a dog trainer has told me, give your meal to the dog while you're training them. That's a great way. Now, you're giving that meal to the dog, and that dog is having its meal and also being trained at the same time. You know, walk around with your kibble in your pocket and give it to him as he's doing sitting, staying, come, stop, you know, roll over, all that stuff. It's so important. It's just one of those things that dogs need time. They're like a baby. You need to put the effort into them, or they're just going to come out like that guy at the dog park today with absolute rubbish. You know, you try to take on my two 20-week-old pups, and my pups just, of course, they ran away because they didn't know what was going on. So time and effort goes into them, and the education doesn't just stop with sit, stay, come. It's stock proofing. It's everything that comes down to that thing. So, you know, my first three do's is, have you got the setup, protection, as in the collars, shots, you know, all that kind of stuff. And number three, education. Okay. So that's very important. Have you got those things with your dog before you even think about buying it? Can you do all those three things? You know, I could say it took me a long time to get those three things before I could buy a dog. So, you know, as us hunters, we love our dogs. And I know a lot of you guys do it already, and that's fantastic. But if you're getting into hunting and you want to look at getting a dog, this is probably the first thing you need to listen to and go, well, can I do that? Can I put that 15 minutes aside for the dog? Or am I just feeding it and chucking it at the back? You know, putting a dog at the back of the backyard is not going to help it in any way. All right, the next thing is the don'ts. Now, I can say a lot of don'ts. A lot of don'ts, don't do this, don't do that. But the main thing is, if you get these three, you should be okay. Now, with those first three do's, if you don't do that, obviously that's going to go into what I'm talking about now. So, all right. Don't get your shots, okay? Now, you don't get your shots, you don't get your needles, you're going to have a lot of issues, a lot of issues down the track, especially with worms. If you're a hunting dog, especially, you need to look at getting those hookworms and all that, the heartworms, because that is very dangerous. Most times you won't even know the dog's got a worm until it's too late, and normally that by then that dog has already started going downhill. So always get your shots, and that goes with the first three things I said, or the do's. If you can't do the first three things of the do's, you shouldn't be getting a dog to start with. So getting shots, putting that time in with the dogs, and getting those needles, and also hookworms and tablets. Now, knowing your dog and its ability. Now, I know a lot of guys go up into Cape York, they chuck a breastplate on a dog, and they expect it to run all day and catch a pig. Now, I guarantee you, a 45 kilo bull Arab's not going to do that, and it's going to overheat, and it's going to cook. Now, knowing your ability of your dog, I've got two pups outside, and I know that they are wrecked after a half an hour run. Now, their breed is a short-haired border collie, and as my knowledge is of a border collie and a kelpie, they should run all day. Now, they're only young, okay? They're only little. They're basically a toddler, okay? So, on the other hand, my brother's got a couple of kelpies, and they're about anywhere from 2 to 4 years old. Now, those things can go catch 20 pigs a day and have no issues. you got to know your ability of your dog and how it runs and how it goes with heat and cold, okay? So you hear a lot of wives' tales of people cutting ears and doing stuff with troughs. Dan from Boring Australia on one of my podcasts said the best thing is to take the breastplate off and get in the back of the car and get that wind through them. Air moves through them. And now I normally run neck plates, I don't run breastplates. Getting the air circulation through them, you know, having a drink and all that is fine, but it's not going to do anything. You need to cool down the dog, chain him up, put him in the back of the ute and drive around. And that wind will get through him, that'll cool him down. Okay, your idea is the dog goes hot from inside, works out. Okay, remember they can't sweat, they're panting for a reason. Okay, so number two is get to know your dog and its abilities. Overheating and all that, don't go and look at that wives' tales. Chuck that breastplate off and work it out. Get a bit of wind through him. You know, sitting him in a trough's not going to do anything. You've actually got to get the air through the dog. All right, so number one is shots, all that kind of stuff, worming tablets. Number two, know your dog and know its safety and all its abilities. Number three is food. Now, you go and buy a dirty old pack of, how would we say it? You go and buy a dirty old pack of crap food, you know, like processed rubbish, give it to the dog, and what do you see the next morning? They're very turd, turd in the backyard, okay? Good quality food. Now, that's talking to a vet, talking to someone who knows what a dog should have. You know, Google what a dog should be having, a balanced diet. If you want your dog to go out and catch 10 pigs for the night, and you just gave him chips for the day, how do you think he's going to go? He's going to run, you're basically running a jet on crap. So, you need to run that dog on jet fuel. If it's a jet, it's going to run on jet fuel. You don't put, you know, it's always, you always got to look after your dog and that ability. Okay, so good fuel for the dog will get a good result. You give them crap, they're going to act like crap. Okay, so, you know, my dogs are only young, but I've restarted them, pet mints. A little bit of veg here and there. My mate who's a dog trainer has given me a bit of oil, and you can really see the difference in their coat when that comes out. It's a special oil you can buy at vets. Now, it's about going and doing your research. I'm not going to tell you the secrets. Dogs are different. My old boy, he's got a dog there, you give him a chicken carcass, he bulks up, he looks great. But you know, some dogs don't do that. Some dogs want just shit it through, straight through them, and that doesn't help the dog at all. So it's about knowing what your dog can eat, what it likes, what it processes. Okay, have a look at his coat, have a look at his teeth. How was he acting during the day? And that, you'll work out what is the best way for that dog, what's the best diet, okay? Jamie O'Toole gave me a great little tip one day, put a little bit of milk in the water before you go for a hunt, and he'll have a drink, he'll have a good drink, you know? Remember, these dogs, our hunting dogs, are our athletes. You can't expect that dog to go get a duck if he's feeling like crap, or a pig, okay? So, there you go, guys. Really hope you enjoyed this episode today. I know it's a real quick one, but something a bit different. And my aim is to try and educate and help as many people as I possibly can. So don't forget to subscribe, like, and share. Tell a mate, 5 stars if you listen to the podcast. You know what to do. Help a fella out, and we'll keep making these. Have a good day, guys.